Welcome to Jack Haley's Log Cabin Jamboree.
Log Cabin Jamboree.
The Log Cabin Jamboree, brought to you by the makers of Log Cabin Syrup, America's largest selling fine table syrup, with that rich, real maple flavor to give your pancakes, waffles, and all such foods that final touch of deliciousness. Log Cabin is a smooth blend of three fine sugars, Canadian maple, Vermont maple, and pure southern cane, combined to give Log Cabin its delicious maple flavor and its perfect consistency. Try Log Cabin real soon on your pancakes and waffles. Taste the difference Log Cabin Syrup makes in them. Who was it? Who was it who said, "Give me liberty or give me death"?
Patrick Henry!
Who was it who said, "I regret I have only one life to give to my country"?
Nathan Hale!
And who was it who said last night in a crowded restaurant, "Warren, you take the check"?
Jack Haley!
That's a fine way to talk, Warren. After all, when we got through eating, I was the only one who remembered the waiter.
Well, Jack, when you finished eating, the only thing you left under the plate was the tablecloth.
Yeah?
Yeah. At least you could have done us to leave a quarter.
What for? We weren't out formal.
What? Jack, what about your manners?
Well, you've got to admit I was well-bred.
Well, you didn't have to fill your pockets with it.
Well, if I knew you were going to talk like that, Warren, I wouldn't have brought you this Valentine. Here.
Oh, for me?
Yes.
Well, gee, it's cute. Let me see. I wish you joy, I wish you cheer, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
You like it, Warren?
Yeah, but what's the idea, Jack? This is a Christmas card.
Well, I had an extra card left over from Christmas. Besides, it's the spirit of the thing that counts and stuff.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Virginia. Say, here's something I bought for you.
Oh, it must be a Valentine. Gee, thanks, Jack. Do you mind if I read it?
No, I'd like you to.
All right, Jack. Roses are red, violets are blue. I think you're terrific, and so am I.
Isn't that sweet, Virginia?
But, Jack, it doesn't rhyme.
I know. Well, the rhyming ones cost 10 cents a piece. See, these are 2 for $5. That's what I got over. And besides, it's...
Oh, I know, Jack. It's the spirit of the thing that really matters and stuff.
Yeah. Certainly is. Come in.
Mr. Haley, I'm one of your fans, and I've written a Valentine especially for you. May I read it?
Oh, why, certainly. I'm always glad to hear from my fans.
Well, believe it or not, has its Ripley, Jack Benny has his Jello. Jack Haley has a flock of jokes, and boy, are those jokes fellow.
He must have meant mellow, I hope.
Mr. Haley, we were the three men who were in the barbershop last week when you were getting your hair cut.
Oh, hello, fellas. I remember you. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Haley. How are you? The three of us brought you this Valentine, and we'd like to read it.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, gentlemen.
We tune our dial daily.
It fills our hearts with joy.
But when we turn to Haley...
Oh,
ow.
Oi.
Boy, oh boy, am I exhausted from reading the cards from my girl sent me.
Well, read it to me, Ted.
Street Valentine, Street Valentine.
Wait, Street Valentine? Wait a minute. What'd you say? Street Valentine?
Yeah, right here, Jack. S-T.
Look, S-T means saint. Street Valentine. All right, go ahead. Finish the card, Ted.
Saint Valentine, Saint Valentine, corruptuously I crave a kiss. Nocturnally, clandestina, with you my anthropomorphic idiosyncrasy, my ecolostatic Valentine, from Mary Lou, 1016 Beverly Saints.
Wait a minute. That isn't saint, it's street.
But it's S-T. You said S-T means saint.
No, not when it's an address. Now read it again.
1016 Beverly Street. St. Louis, Missouri.
Ted, that's St. Louis. First you tell me S.C. is Street, then you say S.C. is Saint. When is it ain't and when is it is?
But tell me, Jack, why do we have to send Valentine cards on February 14th?
Because that's the day they celebrate.
That's why. Did you ever hear of anybody celebrating the 4th in January?
Certainly.
Who?
Bing Crosby.
Of all the stupid... Listen, Ted. Come in. Telegram for Mr. Haley.
Right here, boy. Give it to me. Thank you. Let's see. Oh.
Say, gang, listen to this. Jack Haley, NBC Studios. Your uncle just left you a million. Thanks for past favors. Summers and Summers, attorneys at law.
Well,
isn't that wonderful? $1 million. Gee, I'm thrilled.
What are you going to do, Jack?
I'll show you. I'll throw a big party. Oh, Ted, come here.
Yes, Jack.
You remember that 15 cents I loaned you yesterday for a package of cigarettes?
Yes.
Well, forget it, Ted. Just forget it.
I did.
Oh, boy, let me have that phone.
Here you are, Jack.
Hello, operator. Get me Dornan and Delicatessen. Boy, am I riding high. Hello, Dornan. This is Jack Haley over at the NBC Studios. Look, I'm going to give you the biggest order you've had in your life. Sure, I've got money to pay for it. Oh, the old bill. Well, I'll settle that, too. But first, I want to get I want to order some cigars. No, no, not the cheap ones. Send over the nickel ones. And send me over 30 chicken sandwiches, 15 turkey sandwiches, and wait a minute, Joe. Hey, Ted,
this is going to be a big order. You better play in the meantime.
Okay, Jack. And 30 Swiss cheese, 40 corned beef sandwiches, 18 salami sandwiches. What's that? Oh, that was Ted Fiorito and the boys playing in the shade of the new apple tree. And sent plenty of pickles. And some mustard. Well, how much will that all be? What? $22.12. What's the 12 cents for? 12 cents for mustard? That's an outrage.
Oh, but Jack, what are you arguing for? You're a millionaire.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay, make that a double order of mustard. And send it up right away.
Well, that's certainly...
Come in. Mr. Haley, here's your order from the Delicatessen store.
What took you so long?
I had to go back for the mustard.
Oh. All right, we'll put it down on this table.
Yes, sir. Oh, I brought you some paper plates and also some paper knives.
Paper knives? But they won't be able to cut the sandwiches.
No, but boy, how they slice the mustard.
Cute. Where are the decorations? Have you got any favors?
Favors?
Yes, you know, those novelties for the dinner table.
Oh, you mean like napkins?
Oh, other novelties besides that. I mean the small things you find on the plate at parties.
Oh, well, you see the sandwiches. Anyway, Mr. Haley, the boss told me to collect $22.12.
Well, I haven't got it right now, son, but see me tomorrow. I'll have $1,000,000 by then.
Hey, boss, come on in. You were right, Haley won't pay.
Now, listen, Mr. Haley, I don't want no trouble with you today.
Well, can you beat that? That's the fellow that... You're the fellow that can't pronounce his T's.
That's it, I'm it.
What are you doing here?
I'm the owner of the delicatessen store, and I came to collect $22.16.
Oh, you did?
He said 12 cents and 6 pennies. There's a patch on that.
Well, let me tell you. That's too much money for a few sandwiches.
Too much money? I gave you 22 pikes, 33 prunes, 10 spoke tomatoes, and plenty of potato salad, and you say it's too much. Too much! 16 bucks! Too much!
I still say it's too much.
Escape. And don't forget you also got a pray of pastry pastry.
A what?
A pray of pastry pastry.
Oh, a pray of pastry? You got me doing it.
Listen, Mr. Haley, not pastry pastry. Pastry pastry.
Oh, pasty pastry.
No. Not like paste like you spit on a spam. Paste like you paste with your pong. Right there, with a pong.
All right, well, don't get excited. Now,
what? I ain't excited with a pong.
What's the matter with you? Can't you talk straight?
I'm talking straight. I got trouble with my ponchos, that's why.
Look, my good man, right now I haven't got the money to pay you, but tomorrow I'll have $1,000,000.
I don't care if you have 10 million. All I want is $22.16. And I want it right this minute.
Look, mister, if I telephone the attorneys and they prove I got the million, will you trust me until tomorrow?
Okay, telephone the appointee. Prove right. It. Telephone the appointee.
Give me the phone, Warren. Yeah. Get me Summers and Summers, the attorney. I'll straighten this guy out in a minute.
Straighten me out.
Hello.
Mr. Summers, this is Jack Haley.
Oh, hello, Jack. What can I do for you?
Tell me, when do I get the money?
What money?
The money in the wire you sent me. Listen, I'll read it to you. You said, your uncle just left you $1,000,000. Thanks for past favors.
Oh, wait a second, Jack. You didn't read that right. It says your uncle just left you $1,000,000 thanks for past favors.
Hey, somebody get a duck for Mr. Haley just fainted.
That means no party.
No party.
It also means no food.
No food.
Oh,
ow.
Now, when I was a kid and went to school, gee, I never could learn anything by rules in reading and writing and arithmetic. But my hollow history lesson did say, go, Columbus was the discoverer of America, and he sailed the sea in 1492. But the good Queen Isabella found a more attractive fella, and Columbus wound up in the jaggeroo. So let that be a lesson to you. Everybody meets his Waterloo. He wasn't too big to end up behind the eight ball. And remember, buddy, there is still a lot of room for you. Now everybody knew of a gentleman they called Balboa. He discovered the Pacific just by chance. Now that you see how short his fame was, they've even gotten what his name was. If you say Balboa, they're going to their dance. Now let that be a lesson to you. You know, there's still a lot of room in Waterloo. For Napoleon was the fightingest man you ever saw. Everybody that he fought with, he subdued. But the king and the queen sent him off to St. Helena just because they didn't like his attitude. Now he too met his Waterloo. So let this be a lesson to all of you. Mr. Samson once was the mightiest man upon the earth. He could lift £1,000,000, just think of that. But his muscles couldn't save him, cause he let Delilah shave him. And when she got through, he couldn't lift his hat. So let that be a lesson to you. Everybody meets his Waterloo. He wasn't too big, he went up behind the eight ball. And remember, there is still a lot of room for you.
Well, Virginia Bell's saying, let that be a lesson to you. Now, Warren, how?
Thanks, Jack. Friends, if there are growing children in your home, then perhaps you, like thousands of parents, are hearing something like this going around your breakfast table.
Oh, Mom, I'm tired of the same old stuff.
Gosh, over at John's house, they have pancakes and syrup mornings. Why can't we have some?
And right there is a swell tip for all you parents who have trouble getting Sis and Junior to eat the kind of good, substantial breakfast every growing child needs. There's no need to force the children. Instead, take the easy, common sense way. The way we're sure your doctor would advise, and give them what they really like for breakfast. Something packed with the energy they need, too. I mean a grand breakfast of pancakes and log cabin syrup.
Just see if that morning tune of theirs doesn't change to something like this.
Oh, Mommy, these pancakes are awful good. And I have some more.
Hey, sis, what's a big idea? Think you own that log cabin, Sarah?
And you grown-ups will feel better, too, for a substantial breakfast. Everyone facing an active day needs the energy a good breakfast supplies. Try it and see how much better you feel throughout the day. Just cut down a bit on your dinner at night and add to your breakfast. You simply distribute your eating more evenly, and you feel better. So serve a breakfast of pancakes or waffles and log cabin syrup, because log cabin syrup is a smooth blend of three fine sugars: Canadian maple, Vermont maple, and pure southern cane sugar. A blend that gives log cabin syrup its rich, real maple flavor and its perfect consistency. It's a blend that's made log cabin the largest selling fine table syrup in America. Your grocer has that luscious log cabin syrup. Get some first thing.
Virginia, come here a minute.
Yes, Jack.
You know, the St. Valentine's spirit is in the air.
Yes, it is. Well, I'll be seeing you around.
Now, wait a minute, Virginia. Why do you always leave me without reason?
Well, that's the way I found you.
Listen, Virginia, if I should say the night is grand, would you demand the proof?
Well, Jack, perhaps I'd be indifferent and aloof.
Well, anyway, a half aloof is better than none.
Well, that's all too much dramatic, and it doesn't mix with fun.
I double dare you to sit over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear. Why must I coax you? Don't be a meanie.
Just, I'm not a meanie.
Then what do you care? Can't you take a dare? I double dare you for one kiss or two.
What made you think that I cared so for you?
Well, if that look in your eyes means what I'm thinking of, I double dare you to fall in love with me. I double dare you.
Well, I double dare you to call me sweetheart.
I know you do. Don't double dare me. It's not a bit smart.
I know it's not. You know I love you. Why be a grouchy?
I'm not a grouchy.
Then what do you care? Can't you take a dare? I double dare you to kiss me once more.
Would you be sore? Because if I kiss you, I'd want an encore.
And I'd want more.
Oh, why do you keep on resisting with that dare, moon above?
I double dare you to fall, fall, fall in love, love, love with me.
Don't double, double dare me. Because you know that I love you, what more can I say? Just double, double dare me.
That was Virginia Vale and Jack Haley singing I Double Dare You.
Well,
what?
Well, isn't anyone going to ask me to tell a fairyland story?
No!
Goody, goody. I'll tell one anyway. I'll tell the story of Horatio Christopher Columbus Haley, who proved the world was round in 1492 until it went flat in 1929.
As our story opens, we find Horatio embroiled in a serious argument with the great scientist of his time. The situation is solemn, serious, strange.
I tell you, it's flat, Columbus.
Don't be silly. It can't be flat.
But it is. Everyone here knows it's flat.
You give me a good schooner, and I'll prove it isn't flat.
Okay, we'll do it. Here.
By George, you're right. That's the flattest beer I ever tasted. I wonder how long I must wait before I get an audience with the Queen. I wonder what that can be.
Her Majesty Queen Isabel will now see Columbus.
Oh, thank you.
What brings you here, Columbus?
Oh, you look so beautiful. Ah, Queen.
Call me Madam.
Ah, Madam Queen. Have you and your husband, the King, decided to sponsor my voyage to discover the New World?
Make yourself comfortable, Columbus, and we will discuss your theory.
Very well. I will sit on that chair.
Oh, no, that's too far away. Here, sit on my right hand.
I'd rather sit on that chair.
Very well, Columbus. Your theory about the world interests me strangely, but can you prove it?
Yes, I can prove that the world is round by an ordinary egg. When a chicken lays a round egg, she says,
"Oh, that's fine. But what would the chicken say if she laid a square one?"
Woo-hoo!
You have convinced me, Columbus.
Don't mention it.
Queen Isabella! Queen Isabella! I'm having trouble with my subjects.
Who are you?
Oh, just a college student.
Columbus, Columbus, before you say it, look at my map. Look at my map.
What's the matter with it?
Boy, am I ugly.
Oh, I know who you are. You are the chief navigator, John Theodore Salvatore Fiorito. I recognize you immediately. Glad to have you with my crew. But tell me, are you a hardy sailor? Are you... All right, you're not a hardy sailor. I need a man who is brave and fearless.
That's me. I was once captain of a boat. In the middle of the ocean, the crew started a mutiny. They came toward me with guns, clubs, and knives.
Gosh, what did you do in the face of such danger?
Ha, ha, ha. I just stood there and sang.
Why didn't you sing by mere Mr. Shane?
I did. That's what started the mutiny.
Well, we must go. Farewell, Your Majesty. Here we go.
Oh, well, Fiorita. Another day and there's still no land in sight.
Ah, Christopher, you look worried. There are Columbus circles under your eyes.
There's nothing but trouble, trouble.
Christopher! Christopher, our food is spoiling. I was just down in the hold and I had to throw overboard 60 halibut, 30 cod, and 40 sturgeon.
How many smelts?
All of them.
Calling all ships at sea. Calling all ships at sea. The hurricane is coming.
Where?
Thursday
when?
At the Bijou Theater. Oh. That is all.
Nothing but trouble.
Christopher, Christopher, look at that storm ahead. It looks mighty bad.
Yes, I guess we're in for it. We better sound the water and see how many fathoms we got. Where's the lead?
I've got it in my pocket.
Okay, get the lead out of your pocket.
Columbus, land ho, land ho.
We're away.
Land ahead.
John Fierio.
Yes, Columbus.
There's land ahead. Pack the ship into a dock.
Aye, aye, sir.
You dope, I said pack it into a dock, not smack it into a rock. Where's the first mate?
He's in the swimming pool on the first deck.
There's no swimming pool on the first deck.
There is now.
There's no time to lose. We've got to swim for it. Into the water, men. Overboard. Everybody grab something to float on. Grab something to float on?
Yes.
I don't see John Fiorito.
You grabbed the anchor.
Come in. Here's the land.
Oh boy. Christopher.
What?
The wind has died down. Look, the rain has stopped. This must be California.
Yeah.
Look.
A little late, but it's California.
Look, what strange creatures coming towards us.
What sort of men can they be?
Well, they must be California Indians. Hey, look, they're celebrating.
Yes, they're having a christening.
A christening?
Yes. Today, California had a little son.
I'll speak to them. Who are you?
Me, Copperskin.
Copperskin? Late Copperskin, yes.
Yes, me, Copperskin, copper gun, copper knife, copper coffee.
You go under that rock. You'll find a rock there. Get back on the
Who's the other fellow with you?
All with all the feathers.
Him chief of all him seas. Him chief of all sides. Him great chief rain in face.
Tell me, are you rain in the face?
I'm not water on the knee.
Tell me, stranger, what land is this?
It's your land of peace and plenty.
Land of peace and plenty? Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
I'll sell you a peace and it'll cost you plenty.
What's that over there, the mainland?
Oh, that's nothing. That's only an island, but don't go over. They'll take you for a ride.
Take me for a ride?
Yes.
What island is that?
Coney Island.
Oh.
Oh, come, come, come. Let's not dilly-dally. Come to my village and you and your men will have dinner with me, huh?
Have you a nice village?
Have I a nice village? Why, I got 10 grounds, 10 grounds, 4 grounds, 4 grounds, 10 cellars, 2 cellars, 4 cellars, 4 cellars, hot springs, cold springs, warm springs, bed springs, 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 springs go, Tim, go, go. Pipe, lock, shelf, lock, door, lock, shim, lock, piece, pipe, stove, pipe, big pipe, water, pipe, hogs, logs, bogs, and hogs. In the white darkest world,
I better be going.
Oh, don't be an awful bottle. Stay here and be friends. Sit down here and smoke this pipe of pieces.
Pipe of pieces?
Sure, smoke this pipe and you'll go to pieces.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, okay.
All right. Ain't that what you think?
Where did you get this pipe?
I bought it from Sheffield. Hey, listen here, you. Don't be a who do you think you are. Don't forget, after all, I'm a red man.
Me, a white man.
Wait a minute, who are you?
Me, good man.
Who is the fellow who just said that?
He's an Indian.
What kind of an Indian?
Cheyenne. We even got a Cheyenne Rosso.
How does it go?
By Mirabiz du Cheyenne.
That's enough. Yeah. I'm going to take you to Queen Isabella.
Oh, no. No, please. I don't want to go to Europe.
Sit down, hey.
No.
See the men.
Let's go.
We got him, Columbus.
Got me through my buttonhole.
Tell me, Chief. Why don't you want to let us take you to Europe? We'll bring you back.
Oh, you can't fool me. Anything Europe takes from America never comes back.
Friends, the purpose of this program is to make you acquainted with Log Cabin Syrup. And so to further help you make friends with Log Cabin, we are offering to everyone listening a beautiful solid copper pancake griddle. We know that with this griddle, you'll make better pancakes and that you'll naturally try Log Cabin Syrup on them. And when you do, you're bound to like its rich, real maple flavor, its smooth blend and consistency so much, you'll make Log Cabin your table syrup from then on. And now let me tell you about this solid copper pancake griddle. It's the latest thing in design, beautifully finished in chromium and about 8 inches in diameter. It's light in weight and it has a non-heat conducting handle. You'll use it for many things. For making pancakes, of course, and also for frying sausages, bacon, eggs, and so forth. It has a retail value of $1.50 or more. We guarantee that, and we offer it to you for only 50 cents in stamps or coins. But remember, we have only a limited supply of these pancake griddles left, so get your request in right away. Now, here's all you do to get your Log Cabin griddle. Just send 50 cents in stamps or coins, together with your name and address, to Log Cabin Syrup, Battle Creek, Michigan. I'll repeat that. Just your name and address, with only 50 cents in stamps or coins, to Log Cabin Syrup, Battle Creek, Michigan. Your griddle will be sent to you promptly.
This is Jack Haley, your man Saturday, asking you to be my pal Sunday by using Log Cabin Syrup on your pancakes and waffles. So good night from Wendy Barry, Virginia Vero, Warren Hall, and Ted Fiorito. Until next week, when again you'll be...
For a full hour of entertainment every Saturday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 1/2 hour with, believe it or not, Bud Ripley. And at 9:30, another big Log Cabin Jamboree from Hollywood, starring Jack Haley.
Included tonight were In the Shade of the New Apple Tree from the production Hooray for What? Let That Be a Lesson to You from the film Hollywood Hotel. This is the National Broadcasting Company.